We are beginning tonight's shiur in the beginning of the Mishneh Berurah, the beginning of Orach Chaim, Hilchos Hanhagas Adam HaBoker, Siman Aleph, and Amit Hashem, we should be zocha that in 7 years we should finish another cycle of Daf Hayomi B'Halacha. The Mechaber starts off Shulchan Aruch and says, Yisgaber Kari Lamod B'Boker La'avod Asboro. A person should strengthen himself like a lion to get up in the morning to serve his Creator. That he should be the one that should wake up the morning. Now, seemingly the Mechaber is telling us that we should wake up before daybreak, and just so that we should not get depressed as we're reading the first halacha, let's just bring up a Mishneh Berurah. If you turn two pages in the middle of Siv Gimel, at the end of Siv Katan Tes, the Mishneh Berurah writes as follows. It's on page Hey. Umi she'enu yochol lahashkim kodem or haboker. One who cannot do like the Mechaber says to wake up before daybreak. Mach mashu cholosh b'tivo, because he's weak by nature. Oshu yodea ba'atzmo shim yokum ba'ashmoras yishum be'esat tefila. Or he knows about himself that if he wakes up so early, he's going to be falling asleep during davening. Mutter lishon kol atzorech. It's better for that person to sleep all he needs. But that person should get up an hour or at least a half an hour before the shamish calls everyone to shul, in order that he should be able to daven with a minyan, and he should be clean and he should be all ready for davening. So already we see that even though the Mechaber says one should wake up the morning and should be awake before it becomes daylight, however, if one is going to have a hard time functioning during the day, we already have the heter of the Mishneh Berurah later on. Let's go back to the Mechaber. So the Mechaber says that one should strengthen himself like a lion to serve Hashem, and he should be waking up the morning. The Ramah says, V'al kol ponim lo ya'acher zman ha'tfila sha'atzibor mispalim, like we just saw from the Mishneh Berurah, at the very least, the person should get up to make sure he davens with a minyan. And then the Ramah says, Shivisi Hashem u'negdi samir, I will place Hashem before me constantly. Hu klal gadol b'Torah uv'malos ha'tzadikim ha'shehochem lifnei ha'elokim. This is a great klal in the Torah and the malos of the tzadikim that walk in front of Hashem. Ki ein yeshivas ha'odom utnuoso v'asoko v'hu levado b'veso. Because a person's sitting and his movements and his activities when he's alone in his house are not ki yeshivaso utnuoso v'asoko v'hu lifnei melech gadol. They're not like his sitting and his actions and his movements when he's in front of a great king. A person does not speak the same way when he's sitting around with his family and his friends, like when he's sitting in front of a king. Certainly when a person will focus and place on his heart that Hashem, Hashem lokol haaretz kavodo, that his honor fills the entire world, omed olav v'roav b'maisav, that Hashem is always standing over him and watching his actions. Kamo shenemar, like the pasuk says, im yisaser ish b'mistarim v'anilo erenu neum Hashem, is a person going to hide that I won't be able to see him, says Hashem? Miyad yagia elav hayira v'hachna b'pachar Hashem yisbarach u'boshto mimenu tamid. Immediately by thinking these thoughts, a person will get fear, he'll get humility from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he'll be embarrassed in front of Hashem constantly. So let's begin now the Mishneh Berurah. We'll start in Sifkat and Aleph, on that which the Mechaber said that one should get up, strengthen himself like a lion to get up to serve Hashem. Ki lekach nivra hodom, that's why man was created to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kumo she'omer HaKosov, like the Pasuk says, kol hanikro bishmi v'lechvodi barosev v'gomer. V'af im yashi enu yitzro b'chodef lomer, even if one's Yitzhara will try to convince him in the winter, saying, Eich tamod b'boker, how are you going to get up now in the morning? Ke'akor gadol, it's so cold outside. O yashi enu b'kayetz lomer, or as Yitzhara tries to convince him in the summer, saying, Eich tamod b'mitoscha, how are you going to get up from your bed? V'adayin lo savata mishnasecha, you still haven't satisfied the amount of sleep that you need. In those two cases, says the Mishneh Berurah, Yisgaber Olav al Yishmolo, you should strengthen yourself over Yetzirah, and you should not listen to the Yetzirah. V'yachsho b'nafsho, and one should think to himself, Ilu haya nitzrach lamod l'shores lifnei melech basar v'dam. If I had to get up now to do service for a human king, kamahaya zohir vizariz lamud bahashkama, how I would be careful and zealous to get up early, lahochin atzma lavadoso, to prepare myself for his service. Kol shekein the kavachomer ben benosha kavachomer lefei melach malchei amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Certainly us, that we're getting up in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the king of kings, certainly we should get up with zehirus and with zrizus to serve Hashem. I saw an interesting thing pointed out over here. The Eitzahara, the Mishabura tells us, comes to us in the winter and says, how could you get up? It's so cold outside. And in the summer, he comes to us and he says, how can you get up? You still haven't satisfied the amount of sleep that you need. So why does the Eitzahara come with different tainas in the winter and the summer? And the pshat that I saw was that in the olden days, before they had electricity, so except for a few candles, when it got dark at night, they went to sleep, and when it got light, they woke up in the morning. And therefore, in the winter, where the daylight hours are very short, they had a nice amount of sleep. And therefore, the Yetzer Hara is not going to get them by saying that you didn't sleep enough. There, the Yetzer Hara comes with a taina that it's very cold outside. You don't want to get up. Masha'enken, in the summer, where the day is very long and the night is short, so they're sleeping much less, there the Yetzer Hara is very smart. There he comes with a taina and says, you haven't satisfied your sleep yet. And therefore, the Yetzer Hara comes with these different tainas. Either way, we have to overcome the Yetzer Hara, strengthen ourselves, and to realize that we're here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we have to get up with zrizus. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkaton Beis, we said in the Mechaber that you should be Ma'orah the Shachar, B'shlokos Avsod L'chaber Yom V'laylo B'Torah U'B'Tfila Heim B'Boker Heim B'Erev. The Shlo writes a secret that once you connect the day and night with Torah or Tfila, both in the morning and the evening, that's why the Minhagim in many shuls, between Mincha and Ma'ariv, they have a little shir to connect the day and the night with Torah. Once you do that in the morning as well. There is an interesting note over here in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, the second paragraph in note number one, just an interesting point that we discuss often, ubeinyan limud mikra balayla, about learning Torah shebichsav at night. So the Shaar Tzion writes, b'shem haber heitev she'ein lasoskin, that one should not learn Torah shebichsav at night. The Shebe Primigodim Mashmah Shev, the Primigodim is Mashmah, that you can learn Torah shebichsav at night. Od Kosav Shom, Shafilu Ladas HaMachmirim Bazeh, even those who are Machmir, that one should not learn Torah shebichsav at night, Nirish Shein Isser Badover, it is not Osir to learn Torah shebichsav at night, Elo Shelechatchila Tov Yoser Lilmul Mikra Bayom, just that Lechatchila is better to learn Torah shebichsav psukim during the day. Like the Medrash says in Tehillim, Shehoya HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lomed in Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShol Mikra Bayom Mishnah Balayla. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching Moshe Rabbeinu Torah on Har Sinai, so during the day he taught him Torah Shebichsav, and at night he taught him Torah Shebal Peh. And therefore, according to some, there isn't any to do that, but it is not usur to learn Torah Shebichsav during the nighttime, just as an Inyan to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with Moshe Rabbeinu, learning Torah Shebichsav during the day and Torah Shebal Peh at night. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, the second line is of Katan Beis. Umiyad kishe yisora mishinasel ve'enu rotza lishol nyito yodav afshe nisha mushkov. Says the Mishnah Berurah, immediately when one arises from his sleep, and he does not want to sleep anymore, he should wash his hands even though he's remaining lying down. Now the Achronim are medayik here in the Mishnah Berurah, that the Mishnah Berurah says that immediately kishe yisora mishinasel ve'enu rotza lishon, and he doesn't want to sleep anymore, then he should wash his hands. And what the post can discuss over here is what would be the din if a person woke up in the middle of the night and he wants to sleep more. Here he says he doesn't want to sleep anymore, then it's time to wash his hands, he should wash negelvaseh. But if you look at note number three, the post can discuss v'hakom be'emtzo ha'laylo v'daito lachzor miyad lishon. If someone wakes up in the middle of the night, let's say he wakes up with a child, he wakes up to go to the bathroom, but he plans to go back to sleep right away, so then does he have to wash or not? So the Eish Lavram writes, in the name of his father-in-law, she'yuchol alechas b'li netilas yadayim, he can walk around without netilas yadayim, even touching the openings of his body, which we'll see later, one should not do before he washes negelvaser, or his clothing, you don't have to be concerned. The Eish Lavram brings down that you do not need to wash your hands unless you plan on staying up, but if it's nighttime and you plan on going back to sleep, you do not have to wash your hands. Skipping a couple of lines, he brings from the Mishmer Shalom, Sheheter Zehu Rak Balayla, this is only if one wakes up and it's still nighttime. Avalim Kvar Heir Hayom Tzarech Lito Yoda, but if one wakes up and it's already daylight, even if he wants to go back to sleep, he should wash his hands. The Kaf HaChaim is more machmir. He says even if one gets up in the middle of the night and he wants to go back to sleep, he needs to wash his hands. Since the Ruach Ra is already on his hands all night. And then Reb Chaim Kanievsky says something a little bit in the middle, and he writes that in terms of halicha bli netila, in terms of walking around without washing your hands, the minhag is to be mekel. But in terms of touching the openings of one's body or food, since that involves a chash sakona, one should not be lenient and one should wash his hands. But again, let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah writes that again, one who wakes up from his sleep and does not want to sleep anymore, he certainly should wash his hands, even if he remains lying in his bed. Certainly he should not walk 4 amos without washing his hands. Says the Mishnah Berurah, one should be careful about this, very careful about this, not to walk 4 amos without washing negelvasser. The Zohar speaks at length about the great punishment for one who does this, because he's leaving on himself the Ruach HaTumah. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, a very important point, Chalila to be over any Isser, just to avoid the lacking of washing one's hands, what issur would you be over? Kigon latzor atzmo milahashin al yidei zeh, to hold back from going to the bathroom. One has to go to the bathroom very, very much, so we don't want him to be over about the shaktsu, and therefore that would be a reason why he should delay his washing of his hands until he's able to go to the bathroom. Olikach mayim shehichin chavero avur atzmo, or for some reason one person doesn't have water to wash his hands, but his roommate has water to wash his hands, he shouldn't be taking someone else's water. In losha bar losha yitain tekef tmurasam acherim, unless he knows that he can replace it right away with other waters. V'yeshin nechshalom bazeh. The Shabru says there are those who are nechshal in it. So we see already that even though one should be very careful to wash negelvasser within Dalet Amos, if it involves any isurim, one does not have to be makbid on the Dalet Amos if it's going to involve an isser. If it turns out the water is far away from him, he doesn't have someone to bring it close to him. There is a custom of some balei nefesh that they would walk less than 4 amos at a time. Like by Shabbos, if one finds himself carrying something in a Rishas HaRabim, where it's usher to walk, so a person knows that if you walk less than 4 amos, so you're limiting the Isser, you won't be over the Isser Daraisa, and therefore, a person, one of the ways to avoid the problem is to stop less than 4 amos, and then have a new Akira and go weiter. So some Balei Nefesh do the same thing when it comes to Negelvasser. If the water is not near them, they'll walk pachos midalat amos. However, Kosova Shari Tshuva al Zed Lo Nehira, the Shari Tshuva writes that this does not make sense. The Odif Yoser Sheyelchu B'Merutza Shelo Lahashos Ruach Ra Yodav is much better to run faster to get rid of the Ruach Ra, because more than the inyan of walking Dalet Amos is the time that you're keeping the Ruach Ra on you. And therefore the Shari Tshuva says that it's better to run and get the water to get off the Ruach HaTumah than to walk less than 4 amos without negelvasser. Yesh omrim de l'inyan zeh aminan kula besa kedalat amos dami. Then the Mishnah brings down to the first wide line that those who say that in terms of this halacha of not going arba amos without washing the tilas yadayim, the whole house is considered like arba amos. However, if you look at note number 5 in the Dirshu notes, he writes, behod aminan kula besa kosov hel yirava she'ena kavon al chol habayas kulo. He says this heter of kula besa does not really mean the whole house. It only means that room. However, the Shvus Yaakov does bring down that Ladas HaZohar Kol HaBayas Kulo Have Kedal Ramos Afilu Hu Meya Amma. It's not put on the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, but the Shvus Yaakov does bring down from the Zohar that the entire house, in fact, even if it's 100 Amos, would be considered like Dalet Amos. So that is a possible heter for those who don't keep negelvasser by their bed. But the Mishnah Berurah then says, "Avol ein lismoch hazeh ki im b'shas adchak." But one should not rely on this heter of the whole house or the room being dalet amos unless it is a very pressing situation. Says the Mishnah Berurah weiter, "Im eira kishem mashkim balaylo she'ein lo mayim lito yodav shalosh pa'amim kuroi lahavi ruach atoma." If a person wakes up at night and he does not have enough water to wash his hands 3 times the proper way to get rid of the ruach atoma, af al pikein chalila lo levatal medivei Torah mishum ze achi yoyir hayom. Chas v'shom that a person should be mevatal Torah just because he doesn't have water. Eliyito ma'at o yenake yodav b'chom midide menaki. Rather, he should wash his hands with whatever amount of water he has, or he should clean his hands off on anything that will be able to clean it off. V'yavarech, and then he'll say his birchas haTorah, v'yumod, and he'll learn Torah, k'din haTalmud v'aposkim. Now, note number 6 in the second part of note number 6, he points out a very important point, that over here, if you don't have water, we say, don't be mavatal Torah, and not wash, and wait to learn Torah, but rather, learn Torah right away, just wash your hands with whatever water you have, or clean it off with whatever you have to clean it off. Now, in terms of cleaning off one's hands, when one's really supposed to wash, but he doesn't have water, so he points out over here from the Mishnah Berurah later on, Shekeven Shabo B'Mokom Mayim, since the Midi Dimanaki is coming in the place of the water, Imkein Tzorech L'Nakos as Kol Hayad. Really, you have to clean off the entire hand, Bein B'Gova, Bein B'Sochad HaPerek, the inside, the outside, all the way up to one's wrist. Ubedieved dayad kishrei hatzbos, but the evid will be okay up to the knuckles. Have a low commotion or hugim eza noshim shemenakim rasas rak es roshei etzbosayim. But not like some people do, they just wipe the tips of their fingers. Because really, the cleaning off is in place of washing the hands, the same way you're supposed to wash the whole hand, so you really should wipe off and clean the entire hand. Let's go weiter in the Mishnah Berurah. We're up to Sifkaton Gimel. We said in the Ramah that even if one cannot get up early to wake up the morning, at least he should not miss the zman that the tzibur is davening. Hainu afal pi shelo yavor zman tefila. Even if by sleeping later he's not going to miss zman tefila, mikol makol mitzvah im tzibur, still there is a mitzvah to daven tefila b'tzibur, and therefore you should get up in order to daven with the tzibur. Zakti Mishabura Vaitis of Katan Dalit, on that which we said that Shivisi Hashem Negdi Summit is a Klagalova Torah of Amalas at Tzadikim. The Hainu She Yitzayer Benafshu Tomid, that a person should always envision in front of himself constantly, Eichshu Ome Lifne Hashem Yisbarach, how he's standing in front of Hashem. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melo Kol Haaretz Kavodo, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's honor fills the entire earth. V'kosu B'Shem HaArizal, and they bring down in the name of the Arizal, She Yitzayer Shem HaZoyo Tomid Neged Einov B'Nikud Yira Kazeh, that a person should really picture in front of himself the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yudke Vavke name, in front of himself with the nakudos of this word Yira, with those nakudos in the words Yudke Vovke, like the Mishnah Berurah writes out. Vizeu so Shivisi Hashem Unegdi Samid, and that is the secret of Shivisi Hashem Unegdi Samid. Vizeto Elas Godulu Inyan Hayira, that is a great help in bringing upon a person Yira Shemayim. Vieshahoyu Regilun Mechamaze Lasos Menoro Shalklaf Mitsuyorim Laniach Basidurim, and because of this, there are those who had a custom that they would make pictures of menoros on a klaf to put in their sidurim, the kosvim behem shivisi Hashem, and they would write on them shivisi Hashem, ben arba usios ushar shemos, and the shame of Hashem with the four-letter shame, and the other shemos, umunora kaze hoitza nikras b'shem shivisi, and they used to call this menorah, they would call it shivisi. V'atam, the reason they did this is, b'chdei shiyen nizkar shelo lasiach sicha b'teilo b'socha tfilum emas Hashem. Again, because this is a skula, having the shivisi in front of you is a skula for Yirah Shabayim, will help them not speak Dvarim b'teilim during tefila. The kasa b'shar tshuva b'shem atfuo shor. As we turn the page, sheroi lezer chayu levatel haminog. One should strengthen himself to cancel this custom, to abolish this custom of writing the Shem Hashem on this klaf with the menorah. Kalpi harov eina misham resa klaf karoi. Because in general, this klaf is not guarded properly. Vatishta pechna b'rosh kol chutzos, and it gets destroyed. It becomes a bizayon. The gam kama pa'amim boli de mechikas Hashem, and also sometimes the Shem Hashem written on the klaf will get erased. The nira de ba menoros hagadolos hamutsuyoros al klaf. It appears to be, says the Mishnah Berurah, that the big menoros that are drawn onto a larger klaf shekovim abeis hakneses lefnei ha'amud, that they put in the shul, in front of the amud, tachas tavol shel zechuchis, under a covering of glass, she'ein shayav bazeh tamanal. There we don't have to be worried about these concerns. It's not going to be bizayon to hektesh, because it's up there, it's on the wall. The Shem Hashem is not going to get erased, and therefore, le'islam ba ad kam lashono, that would not be a problem, and we would not have to be mevatel that minhug. V'akovim ba'omid below tavol yeshlimchos biyodan. However, those who place it up in shul without the glass encasement, we should protest against them. Ka'al yedei ha'nero shekovim ba'omid ba'barov ha'itim v'dei mechikas Hashem chas v'shalom. Because of the candles that are also there by the omud, and if it's not encased, this menorah with the Shem Hashem, so it's very likely the Shem Hashem would get erased, and that would be a bizayon, and therefore that minog should be cancelled. I'd like to go back and read the first Bir Halacha. The first Bir Halacha says, Shiehu Me'ora HaShachar, the person should wake up the morning. The Beralacha writes, Nochon Mo'od Lizar Lomar Kodem Kol Shalosh Tfilos Hodas Hayihi Rotson Hamuvur B'Yerushalmi Perek Tfilos HaShachar. It's appropriate that before all three davenings of the day, to say, especially Hiratzon that's born in the Yerushalmi in Brachos, the Hainu B'Shachar, what are the three Hiratzons? Modeh Ani Lefanecha Hashem Elokai V'Elokei Avosai Sheotzeisoni Me'afilu La'ora. The one by Shacharis is that I thank Hashem that He took me out from darkness to light. That's the morning. He took me out from the darkness of the night to the light of the day. Uva mincha, and a mincha the tefillah person should say is modeh ani v'chuli shekashem shezikisani liros kishachama b'mizrach kach zokisi lirosa b'maruv. The same way that I was zocha to be able to see the sun in the east in the morning, so I was zocha to see the sun in the west now that it's the afternoon. So again, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for allowing him to make it from morning to afternoon. And ba'arves yiratzon kishem shahayisi ba'afelo v'hotzeisani l'odor. The same way that last night I was in darkness and you brought me out to light, kein totzieni me'afelo l'odor. So too, tomorrow again, you should bring me out from the darkness of the night to the light of the day. So in all these tefillos we're davening for making it through the changing of the times from night to day, from morning to afternoon. And that's what the Be'alocha writes that is appropriate to say. Now the question is, we're not knowing to say this. So why don't we say this? So if you look in the notes, in note number 9, the second paragraph, so he brings from Rav Chaim Kanievsky a tzad why we're not knowing to say these tefillos. V'agon Rav Chaim Kanievsky kosov levar hatam sheshmitu ha-poskim dinzer. Rav Chaim Kanievsky brings down to explain the reason why the poskim don't really bring down these tefillos in general. She'efsher she'ein kavonas ha-yushalmi she'tzaruch lomar sholosh tefillos elu. It could be the Yerushalmi doesn't really mean to say that you have to say these three tefillos. Elu shekineged ma shehoyo ro'i l'chol odom l'hodos l'akadosh baruch hu b'chiluv shlosh hazmanim elu, but rather corresponding to that which it would be fitting for every person to thank Hashem by the changing of the times, tiknu shalosh tefillos she'anu mispalim l'hodos l'osam advarim. Because of that, they were masakin, Chazal was masakin the three tefillos that we have at those times. In other words, Rav Chaim Kanievsky is saying it could be what Yerushalmi means is not that this is a tefillah that's in addition to the regular Shacharis, Minchan, Maariv, but rather that because of these three tefillahs that would be appropriate to say because of the changing of the times, because of that Chazal u'Masakin, the three tefillahs that we have, the Shacharis, Minchan, Maariv. In other words, connected to the fact that it's appropriate in the morning to thank Hashem from taking me out from darkness tonight, they instituted the tefillah Shacharis, and therefore the tefillah Shacharis covers that tefillah. It's not that you have to say that tefillah in addition to Shacharis. Shacharis takes the place of what that tefillah is supposed to accomplish. And so too, Mincha takes care of that tefillah that Beralacha brings down from the Yerushalmi, that we thank Hashem that He, just like we were able to see the sun in the east in the morning, thank you for letting us see the sun in the west. So kineged that idea, Chazal u'Masakin, that we daven at tefillah of Mincha, and therefore you don't need that tefillah in addition to Mincha, because Mincha is that tefillah. And therefore, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that in fact we would be knowing to actually be saying these tefillos in our regular tefillos, that is what we are saying, but not that they were instituted as additional tefillos to what we normally say. Okay, we'll stop here, and Amit Shem will continue by the next year.